serve center statistics in two Raptors games.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Who would that be standing away?
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
All right, here we go. Happy Wednesday. We have made it to the middle of the week here. We're still rolling off of spring game Saturday, day 3 of some breakdown of everything that happened. And it is Wednesday. That also means it's Devere Day. Devere Posey, the fine co-host tonight. What's up, my man?
What's up, Tim? What's up, Columbus? I get excited for Wednesdays. I roll out of bed like I get to see my man, Timmy Hall, today.
Oh, man, it's great. Can I also just give another round of applause for the great broadcaster from the Columbus Blue Jackets, Jeff Rimmer, who is heading off into retirement, and he looks like he's in really good spirits and at peace with it. I was in the building. I went with my dad to the Jackets game last night, so we had a good time and a nice 6-3 win over the Carolina Hurricanes, team I used to cover when I lived in Raleigh. But, man, that was so cool. In the third period, Jeff got his moment, and the whole arena was giving him his flowers. And then, I don't know if you saw this on Instagram, the Jackets put it out on their Instagram and Twitter and X accounts. Everybody or most people that work in the organization were right up there outside the TV booth when he officially signed off the air and said goodbye on Bally. And everybody was there clapping and like giving him the walkout, really.
Giving the walkout. Yeah,
like the clap out. It was very, very cool. What a career for a kid that also at one point decided, I'm not going to be as good of an athlete as I wanted to be. Not like you, Devere. I'm not going to make it as a D1 athlete or a pro player. No way, no how.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to just play golf as long as I can for my enjoyment. And I'm going to get into some kind of sports broadcasting career and see how far I can take it.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the hell out of anybody that goes their whole career and especially makes it to that kind of level, because that's what I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
We talk about what our dream gigs were. I'm here doing the sports talk host gig, got into sports radio. It was basically the first internship that accepted me, and I followed that path. But you asked me like what the dream gig was, it would have been, you know, like Paul Keels or Jeff Rimmer, play by play for one of the big sports you grew up watching.
Does your voice change for play by play?
No, I think, you know, I was talking about this with Adam King.
Play by play in high school sports last year, and you killed it. Absolutely.
It was fun.
It was Gahanna and
we did a couple.
It was a great game, yeah.
Yeah, we did two or three filling in for Matty A when they travel. Yeah. And that's always a good time. And you know, that's what's fun about those is because the kid in me, it's like, okay, I'm not calling the Buckeyes here, but still there's a great level of importance to the moms and the dads and the family members and the guys that are the coaching staffs and the players that are playing. That's cool for them to be on FM, right? To be on the fan and get their games called. So you want to do a good job and fun.
So Tim, believe it or not, we kind of had the same dream. You know, my path was different though. I said, I'm just going to play football so I can become and get into the sports broadcasting world.
Well, wait, that's kind of different. You know what? I'm just going to go and be you can't even say a 1%er, right? I'm going to be a 0.001%er and make it to the NFL just so I can then transition into sports media.
Well, I studied communications, broadcasting specific in college. So when I came to school, a guy that I loved growing up, I really was a fan of Clark Kellogg. Really was a big fan of Ahmad Rashad, Inside
Clark.
Stuff.
Oh, you and me,
man,
both,
Inside
man.
Stuff was so good.
Who did he do that show with? Was it Willow Bay?
I don't know. It was just so good. Inside Stuff and Sports Illustrated for Kids, like, that's what I spent most of my time doing.
You know what also was cool is I mentioned, you know, the Big Daddy, Paul Keels, and, you know, I don't know if I did, but I was trying to thank everybody. We just had our season wrap of Buckeye Roundtable.
Yep.
And if you guys don't know, like, the difference, I always say it's the Buckeye Show slightly different. It's like the Buckeye Show, but different because it's in the same exact time slot. So you might not, if you're listening locally, you might not catch what the difference is, but it's me and a lot of guests. And that's sort of a spawn off of the show that we've always done throughout football season. I would typically
Buckeye
take
show
the,
from another universe, parallel universe.
I would typically take the night off on Monday because the what I would call the A team, the big crew, the important guys, Skip Mossick and Jim Lachey and Paul Keels, the radio team for football, they do all the Monday shows.
Yeah.
So 4 years ago, we decided to keep that show going throughout the winter and the spring so we could cover men's basketball all the way through the end and then get some other sports on. And Paul would jump on the show, you know, either, you know, once a week or every other week. And he was always so nice with his time to do that. And Ron Stokes as well. And then we had Jim Lachey on Monday. But when I was out there and Jeff was just checking in to do the whole 5 o'clock hour with Man and Bone.
Yeah.
Paul kind of, you know, he's such a pro, right? And a classy guy. He walks up and I just, no one had their phones out or anything. We're all just kind of standing there and just, you know, greeting Jeff and telling him congratulations, giving him some of our, showing him the cake that we, that Jen went out and picked up for him. But just Paul and Jeff having that handshake did something to me. Did something to me for a quick second, you know, because I do think about that now. I'm not trying to put Paul into retirement, but we know he's done this for a long time, and I struggle with thinking about a day when Paul Keel's voice, like Mike said, you know, the cool thing about Jeff and his career, you've gotten to be the soundtrack of Columbus Blue Jackets hockey for all the fans that hold that in high regard.
Yeah,
I can't imagine when Paul Keel's, I mean, he called all your stuff, DeVere.
All of our games.
Can't imagine when he's not doing it. Makes me sad.
I like just watching highlights with just Paul Keel's voice. Yeah, it's better than sometimes Joe Klatt, sometimes Kurt Herbstreit.
Of course, it is. It is.
And Paul just has that.
And
that
I feel bad. I feel bad when I have to play Gus clips. You know?
I like Gus
too. I feel bad because Paul's calling those same games, and it's better. It's just when my guy's there doing the ha-ha, and it's so over the top. I shine some light on that too, but it was to see two broadcasting legends like that just in our building, just right there, having a handshake and Paul wishing him a congratulations. And that was just one of those neat little moments that you only got to see if you were, it was like three of us standing out there when that happened. So very, very cool.
That is cool.
Spring game all done, DeVere.
It's all done.
Big thought coming from it.
We've wrapped. I love when the spring game ends just because it takes me back to my time. We talk about this. It's, for me, time to party in the spring. But these guys, they're all focused, looking down the hill at that last bit of summer training. The last things you getting to tie it up, tighten those things up, get that top of the route right, get that flick on that wrist right, get that back kick right. Let's get those hands up, linebackers, because it's time for fall camp. That's the best part about spring ball. It's the last step to getting prepared for the season. What I thought, Tim, is we all spoke that day on Friday, and I mentioned, I hate to be that guy, like I said, but I thought the defensive backs would look good, right? And that kind of will lead us into our next segment after the commercial. But
clearly, that's a strength of the team right now. You know,
clearly,
it's one of the big strengths of the football team.
And I liked how the guys, you know, they weren't really in the comments, but when we were seeing all these Emeka Buka, Jeremiah Smith highlights that just kind of went viral this spring, you know, in our Columbus, Ohio State bubble virality
and
world.
And Emeka had one.
Emeka had a great catch.
The one-handed snag.
Our defensive backs kept their mouth shut.
Yeah.
And they know that, you know, and I was there at practice, and I understand when a defensive back lets up, I get it. You don't want to hurt your teammates. You're not going to fight for a ball in practice. But those guys, they had a little, they might have had some Gary Payton, you know, just they had
GP.
They had some glove going on.
Yeah,
it was tight.
They did.
It was tight.
This your guy, he's allowed to talk too. But again, this is all in good fun after a spring game is done. You know, guys are going to compete, whatever the score says with their hokey scoring system,
oh,
you know.
Man, I'm confused.
This was Denzel Burke. Says the secondary definitely got the better of those stud receivers.
Oh, we definitely won. We definitely won. I know y'all see like the little highlight tapes of, you know, little clips of practice, and this obviously shows the receivers winning. But, you know, majority of spring ball, you know, BIA, we were dominant, and we were dominant today.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's almost exactly how you just said it.
Yeah, I love it.
Exactly.
I haven't heard
what Denzel said.
Yeah. That's great, because those guys need to be playing confident, because they are really one of the strengths of the team. You throw a guy like Caleb Downs in there, absolutely ridiculous, takes us to another level. So it's good to hear Denzel talking some crap there about those guys, because I know that got under their skin seeing all those posts.
And of course, we're going to be, you know, thinking about the quarterback position pretty much the whole offseason, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm not making the mistake I did last year, and I'm not letting you bait me. I let you bait me last year. You baited me into picking a side, and I'm just,
That's what we do, man. What did I do? I was Kyle McCord the whole entire way.
So I had to oppose you just naturally. I had to go down and remember.
You don't have to do that.
So just
make the sensible pick. I mean, and I'm sticking with Will for now. Clearly, this thing is not won just yet. I acknowledge that.
And then you throw Julian Sand in there, and then he goes and has the spring game he had, and it's just like, ah.
He's a true freshman, that. All right? He's been there for weeks. I think you can see that out there.
Maybe in the future.
In the future.
And he just got this guy, Devin. He won't quit. But
burn the boats, man.
But Tim, I don't feel like Will has, and this is a unique perspective. You can tell me if I'm crazy. Maybe he's stunned by the lights of Ohio State. I'm really at Ohio State, and he just hasn't taken it by the horns yet and just been like, all right, this is my job. Maybe he's like, wow, I'm at Ohio State still.
Let me answer that, because I'll have a thought on that. And Devere told me before the show he's a fan of somebody after talking to him over at the Woody after spring practice. Who is that? We will tell you. You guys have the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
You mama say you ugly, hey!
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Are you hangry for Buckeye baseball? Matt Andrews brings you every Big Ten game on our family of fan networks. 1460 AM, The Fan's HD2, and The Fan app. Your home for Ohio State Athletics, The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Stickers on helmets make us happy. This is The Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and our man Devere Posey. Little Wednesday, that's Devere Day. On the Buckeye Show. We keep that thing going. So we're breaking down the spring game. By the way, the Buckeye Show is indeed sponsored by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing for top quality and a price match guarantee. Visit SchottensteinRoofing.com. You said something about Will Howard. And say that again, you know, your take on that. You said the lights maybe got him a bit. Not the wind, but the lights.
Just the lights, man. I mean, just Ohio State is a massive place. I mean, when you talk about the lights, Tim, and then when you think about recruiting, there's some guys that come from small towns. Some guys come from big leagues and big cities.
Sure.
And when you get to a place like this, either you rise up to the 100,000, you rise up to the media, you rise up to the open practices, you rise up to the alumni's eyes, you rise up, or it can kind of stun you a little bit. And when you're thinking about so many things, you really can't just let her rip.
So here's the thing for me, and I think that's fair. I think there's got to be some of that. You know, you have a change of scenery.
A little glaze on the eyes.
I feel like maybe the expectation, I'm not saying everybody did this. Yeah. We got a smart fan base, and believe me, I know that, and everybody probably went back and watched a good share of Kansas State, you know, highlights on YouTube, and we had our reporters that cover, you know, Buckeye football throwing the good clips, the bad clips, and everything in between on social media after the move happened. But it's natural to expect the best. It's natural at Ohio State to expect everything from that guy. And when we're in a mode where we've had, you know, may he rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins, and then rolled right into what Justin Fields did, and then rolled right into what C.J. Stroud did, and then you have Kyle McCord, and the output of that position goes back a little bit. And you called it, by the way, and that's what maybe I'm thinking about again, where you warned people last year that this was not going to look like a typical Ryan Day offense. Probably not.
No.
It's going to be more like a Jim Tressel looking offense with the kind of quarterback that Kyle McCord is, and limiting those expectations from the previous guy.
Yeah.
I think with Will Howard, you just look at the quarterback that he's always been at Kansas State.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of what you said, where you're in these new surroundings and you realize, like, holy crap, like I was at K-State, not that that's a bad place to be. You're in the Big 12.
You're in D1, high-level D1. You played in the Big 10, 12 championship.
But I'm a guy that, you know, what was it, like 54 touchdowns, 20-some interceptions. I'm not, like, setting the world on fire, like, you know, changing college football history with the numbers. Certainly not even, you know, Sam Hartman type of numbers at Wake Forest. But I get a chance to come to Ohio State and possibly be the guy for 1 year. It's just, look at who he is. He was a good quarterback. He was not some legendary quarterback. So I think this is about normal or on pace. It's not like he's blowing everybody away with, oh my God.
Yeah.
See all the throws that Will's making. He makes some good throws.
Yeah, no.
And then he's inconsistent on some deep throws at times.
Yep.
But he's a big body that can run. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be important to Chip Kelly and what he wants to do.
The best part of Will's decision is that he didn't go to a smaller school where he had to be that guy. He came where he can kind of, not hide, but just blend with the talented receivers, blend with the talented running backs, have a guy like Chip Kelly. Not, he didn't know at the time, but how about that icing on top where Chip Kelly can do things with you sort of like he did with Jeremiah Masoli. Jeremiah Masoli didn't have the greatest arm, didn't make the greatest decisions, but Jeremiah Masoli had those guys in positions to where, you know, they were playing in Rose Bowls. Right after that, it was Marcus Mariota. And he does things with the quarterback, allowing them to use their feet, zone reads, really getting the running backs involved into the passing game and the gadget game. And now, if you're Will, you don't have to be amazing. You don't have to throw for 50 touchdowns on a season. No. Run the offense, brother. Like we said, let's limit expectations. He'll really affect teams with his feet this year because a lot of teams haven't saw that since Justin Fields, right? You know, we haven't seen us run the ball as much as we will this year from the quarterback position.
It's a needed element. So, okay,
absolutely.
It might not be Tressel ball, but maybe it takes a step back towards looking like an Urban Meyer offense where you've got a quarterback that's
multi-talented.
It'll be Chip. Yeah. It's our new guy. It's Chip Kelly. But you know, speaking of assistant coaches, you were chatting one of them up.
Yeah, man. I really you know, just getting to speak with Matt Guerrieri and just kind of
new safeties coach.
New safeties
coach. Been here went to Indiana. Now he's back.
So he's an Ohio guy. He's from Cleveland. And he, this is his dream job. He was at Duke with Coach Knowles under David Cutcliffe.
Yeah. I love David Cutcliffe.
A lot of people love Cutcliffe. He's a guru. And I knew a few guys that he coached back in the day. Jeremy Cash, Matt Daniels, guys like that that went to Duke and went on and played in the league for a little bit. And I'm talking to Matt, and he's like, you know, I'm coming from Indiana. And I'm like, wait, hold it. Because I cover every game, Matt. And I'm like, I thought that was one of the best game plans versus Ohio State's offense all last year. And the thing I loved about that was he gave Kyle one look. It was just too high. I thought that he was very physical with our receivers. And if you look at Marvin Harrison's stat total for the whole year, it was probably statistically his worst game in his career. And he said, that was my goal. I'm not letting these guys kill me. I'm just not letting these guys kill me.
He had 2 for 18. It was one of those ugly games. Kyle McCord didn't throw a touchdown pass his first game.
It was
and the
ugly
talk
game.
Was already going. Yeah, 23-3. You're like, oh boy, defense looks great, but what was that with that offense? Started on the road, that was Matt Guerrero. Thursday night.
Yeah, he's our guy now. So we got that element in our back end, you know, cooking things up with Coach Knowles again. They have a connection from Duke. So always love to hear about coaches' journeys, Tim, and how they can get to where they are and just the things that they've had to do to get there.
You know who else he loves?
Who's
and he, you know who we went to college with?
Uh-huh.
One of the great athletes of our era. One of the great athletes of our time who was born in Ohio but didn't really live in Ohio. And he just got knocked out.
Steph Curry?
Steph. Went to school with Steph.
He was at Davidson.
I talked to.
Yeah, he played football while he was there.
I talked to him about this. You know, share experiences, lived in North Carolina, all that stuff. I'm like, so I was like, did you go to every game you could have gone? He was like, oh yeah. I'm like, good, smart man. Yeah, you know, we could see how good he was.
Sweet.
Yeah, he played football there. I thought that was cool. So he's a Davidson guy.
Yep.
And here's a little bit of Matt Guerrero going back a few weeks when we were being introduced to some of the new coaches during spring football. And who are you going to look at when you arrive? And I think right when he got here, he was part of the guys that, you know, went right on the road to visit with Caleb Downs.
I got a big one, somebody get me an Ohio State shirt so I can leave.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But Matt was talking about Caleb Downs here, a guy he gets to work with now, and how he is a special talent and how you see that in the work.
He's really special. He's really special. First off, he puts the work in, right? So you could take, you know, talent is a God-given thing, but the discipline and skill that you develop over time in your life, he's been able to do that, right? He's a really disciplined guy. He's the same every day from a mentality standpoint. He's the same every day from a work ethic standpoint. So you see that translate to the field. He's probably in the film room more than anybody on the entire defense, maybe, you know, and he puts that type of effort in, and he's done a great job of, you know, pushing the envelope with other guys to make sure the standard's that way.
We don't have to tell you that Ohio State was moving and shaking with their assistant coaches, and it's cool to hear that the stuff about Caleb Downs, because it sounds like you have another, like, defensive version of Marvin Harrison Jr. with talent meeting the work, and I like hearing that.
That's so sweet when you're a young coach and you can attach your, like, because as a coach, guys, you know, listeners, your players are your resume, bottom line. You know, like, sometimes you might get that misconstrued, but you go out and get a Caleb Downs, you know, your first time here, and that guy's gonna go top 20 in 2 years. That's sweet.
Big basketball thing that we're gonna hit on later in the show at 6:48, so be ready for that. But coming up next here, the more we keep thinking about this offense, this Buckeye offense, we keep coming back to this realization. Tell you what that is next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Here's a listener tweet. Are men and bones stupid in real life? Yes. Yes, they are. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan. Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Think your office technology is safe? Think again. At Modern Office Methods, an authorized Ricoh dealer, we know how important it is to keep your printed documents safe and confidential. Almost 70% of business leaders feel their cybersecurity risks are increasing. Left unprotected, these networked print and scan devices leave your confidential data exposed to ransomware attacks, which can cost your organization tens of thousands of dollars. Find out if your business and data is at risk with our free print assessment at www.momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
College radio done by professionals. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and Devere Posey, little Devere Day on a Wednesday. Before we keep talking about Buckeye football, I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Yes, you can check them out at tristatemenshealth.com. Call them at 800-900-9654. I have been doing their low T treatment, and it's been making me feel a lot more energetic, a lot better, as if I imagine a younger strapping guy like Devere Posey, who is a wide receiver and he just can just run like the wind and he can still get up and down a basketball court. That's what I was shooting for when I envisioned it, and I have about done it. Because did you guys know, if you're in your early to mid 30s, you can just start losing 2-3% of your testosterone production every year. It's normal. That's what happens. And before you know it, you might not feel like the same guy as you weave your way through your 30s or hit the big 4-0 like I did. Decrease in libido. That's bad. That's a sex drive. You got to have that. Putting on weight, less productivity at the gym, bad sleep, just feeling wonky and a little foggy all the time, sad or depressed, all things that you don't want. So if you go to Tri-State Men's Health, you can go to the website there that I gave you, take the low T quiz. It's simple. It's 10 questions. That'll help you out with some things. And check out a first appointment. It's just $99. It gets the medical consult and all the good stuff. And if you sign up for the testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. I'm telling you, so easy. There's all these locations around. There's two of them in Central Ohio, Westerville, the new one, and the one I go to. We can high-five each other in and out the door. That's right off of Cemetery Road in 270. It's a quick shot in the ace. Swear to you, man. Quick shot in the ace. Sting is gone by the time I get to work. It's beautiful. It's painless.
Oh, man.
They're so gentle, too. When they insert the needle, so gentle. I'm telling you, they're good like that. So check them out. Tri-State Men's Health. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. Ever get a lot of cortisone shots back in your day?
No.
How are you with the needles?
I'm fine with needles. Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Get it over with.
I have got cortisone. I take that back. But you know, it's like pregame. Already have like my pads on. My chin strap is buckled. And I'm running out of locker room. I'm like, oh, I forgot my ankle's hurting. And I just run back into the...
I forgot I'm in pain.
I run back into the training room, and I just pull down one butt cheek. Just boop. And then I'm gone. I don't even feel it.
Yep. It feels good.
Well, it does make it... You can't feel anything at all. You can't feel anything at all.
Oh, getting shot up. Nothing like it. So, Devere... And you know, we keep talking about this offense. And,
yeah.
You know, we hit on the quarterback situation, and we're going to be hitting on that until we have a starting quarterback, and that's not going to be until the fall. But this is another thing that's dominated, and when you realize who Chip Kelly is,
yeah,
and what he's good at, and you know how I heard it mentioned somewhere too, where he has, you know, with the way they were recruiting, and they would get some star players, obviously, at Oregon, but you're not quite... Yeah. Hitting on the same level as the Alabamas and the Ohio States with all of your players.
Yeah.
And so he's always had to be creative with the way his running game has operated.
Yes.
And so that's a good thing to note. If this Ohio State offensive line isn't going to be dominant, we hope it is dominant, but let's hold the phone on that. But you mentioned to me the running backs that he's going to get to work with.
Yes.
This running game has to be so much better than it was last year. And that's part of why he's here.
Yeah, and Chip Kelly's hire, it just kind of happened so abruptly. And Ohio State fans, you were saying that, you know, we have smart fans. Well, the one reason why our fans are smart, I don't want to take anything away from it, but we're just drowned with Buckeye coverage. Everybody has a podcast. Everybody has an Instagram account and a Twitter account, X account, you know, centered around the Buckeyes. And I think with all of the news of the portal, we just kind of miss what we were getting because Chip came into college football and revolutionized the game, right? I mean, and I'm looking up something, and it just says here, his offense is a variant of classic option attack characterized by shotgun formation. It incorporates option plays adapted from the Veer offense and triple option, and it was prevalent in the 90s. And a couple coaches still use it today. But his offensive scheme is centered around running, and it relies on the quarterback with ball-carrying abilities. Now, Tim, we were just talking about what Check. Will Howard does yeah. best. And the type of team. Now, you talk about Chip Kelly's running backs. Outside of the Philadelphia Eagles and having Shady, LeSean McCoy, you know, Chip has always had to kind of work with what he's got. Now, he got very lucky with LaMichael James and Kenyon Bonner and those guys. And he absolutely went to the moon with those guys at Oregon in his offense. Now, you talk about the pieces that he gets to play with, the pieces that he gets to put in place. I mean, Chip, he's probably not even sleeping right now talking about how he can use Quinshon Judkins and LaMichael James. He kind of played with the wing T a little bit, but yeah, I get the ode and the shout out to Woody, but don't be surprised if Chip has Quinshon Judkins on the right side, you know, Trevion Henderson on the other side, and a guy like Will Howard, you know, and you're putting someone like Jeremiah Smith in motion where you just have so many options there to just be so creative. Things can go to a place with Ohio State football's offense that we haven't probably seen with the creativity of Chip Kelly this year.
I want to say that every year that Chip was at Oregon, as you were, you know, telling some of the, giving some names out there from guys that he coached.
Mm-hmm.
I think the worst they ever got from their running back was over 1,500 yards.
Yes.
The worst. And when did LaMichael just become shortened to LaMike? Like, it actually, in his ESPN profile, just says L-A,
yeah,
capital M-I-K, LaMike.
You know what I call him.
I thought it was LaMichael.
And I know LaMichael.
Drop the Michael.
That's little Michael to me. When he run the ball, like, that's little Michael. Because he got the ball. Somebody tackle Lil Michael, man. Please.
And you're right. Between LaMichael James, Jeremiah Masoli, and Kenyon Barner, do you pronounce the J? Am I saying that right? Is it soft J?
It's Kenyon, yes.
Kenyon,
yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Kenyon Martin. He had 366 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yeah. Masoli almost rushed for 700 in Chip's first year, 13 rushing touchdowns. And like I said, the 1,546, which is a lot like what Quinshon Judkins did in his true freshman season at Ole Miss. And so you're right. Like, it should be fun. What we need is Trevion Henderson's health the way through.
We do.
It's like one of those things where we talk about with Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals fans are just dying to get a 12-month span of health for him.
Yes.
Just want to see him start in the summertime, not pull a muscle, not get hurt, be able to do on his own pace, however many snaps they want to get him in actual preseason games. But you just want that option of him being healthy and ready to go.
Yeah.
Forget about just being healthy for the season, but healthy for the offseason, regular season, playoffs, all of it, to see what they can do. You need that. You want that. For Trevion Henderson, just once. Just give it just one more year. Just get Trevion healthy so you can have both of those guys.
This will statistically be his best year. This will statistically, just hands down, he'll have ample opportunities to get the ball in space.
Looking at this and knowing what Chip Kelly can do with a running game, they should both be at 1,000 rushing yards.
Yeah, and a name.
Two guys.
We forgot to mention LeGarrette Blunt. Now,
I don't know if he had LeGarrette.
No, he had LeGarrette Blunt.
And you kind of
look at that, you know, thunder and lightning kind of, you know, play with Mayan and Trevion that we had. But the physical downhill back that Judkins is and getting on space and getting the space and getting on the edge, one step, one cut guy that Trevion is.
Blunt was
very scary.
Blunt was in 08 the year before Chip arrived, had 1,000 yards and 17 rushing touchdowns. And he was still on the team in 2009.
I played against him in the Rose Bowl. He scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
And 2010. But you know why he didn't play that year? Because he got suspended for punching that dude at Boise State. He was on the team, and he came back for the Rose Bowl.
he was on the that would have been the 2009 team, right?
Yeah, and then it was 2010 Rose Bowl. Yeah, but he played in the Rose Bowl game, but he got suspended for a bunch
of
games.
That's why his numbers are. That's why he's way down. Yeah. He had 82 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
And one of them was in the Rose Bowl.
Well, unreal.
He punched that guy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
What a clean punch.
It was clean.
My God, he rocked that guy's jaw. I can see the Boise State
player's
face.
That was a good game,
too.
That was a crazy game in the beginning of the season.
I can see the look on his face, Devere. In my mind. He had like this smile, and he was like, oh, he kind of like pushed him, and then all of a sudden, boom, the guy had a headband on in like the slow motion replay.
Keep your helmet on post game.
Cleaner punch. Runed Odor to Joey Batts or LeGarrette Blunt to that dude?
I don't know.
What was the cleaner sports punch?
What about Jose Ramirez last year?
That was a clean punch. That was a clean punch.
Also, he wasn't looking, though. He had his head down.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, I don't know, man. The thing about LeGarrette's punch that was so controversial, it was almost in sucker punch category. It was almost there. Because, you know,
the guy was kind of laughing.
He was kind of laughing.
Away.
He was kind of.
Oh, God.
Yeah. At least Odor squared up with him.
That's what I'm saying. If it's squared up and then it's a clean punch, I got to give it to that one. But a sucker punch kind of gets disqualified.
I'm going to watch the YouTube vid. I just pulled it up and I was right. I see this guy just stunned with his blue headband on. Going to tell you why Iowa wishes it had a little of what Ohio is cooking. I'll explain next. Devere Posey in for a Devere Day. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Rothman and Ice.
And if he does play in a bunch of games, be one of the best quarterbacks, we know the price is going up. And as Fat Joe taught us, yesterday's price is not today's price.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fashion. Preseason, midseason, offseason. We keep on rolling. You've got the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall. My man Devere Posey on a Devere Day Wednesday. Yes, indeed. So, you know, by the way, 5-10 minutes after the show is done, you can grab the podcast anywhere you get your audio. Just search up the Buckeye Show and it'll be right there in your feed. Subscribe, download, all that good stuff. So switching to hoops here, switching to Buckeye basketball. This was crazy to see that this was confirmed. Saw it a couple places and if you were thinking about John Diebler, which I'm sure you have thought about him.
No, I was like, he's coming here.
Yeah, since Jake Diebler was the head coach, it is kind of crazy how Jake Diebler now leads this basketball program. John Diebler, the brother, was the one that played here, was a sharpshooter. Yeah. Thad Matagai, Jake's, you know, playing ability wasn't quite at this level, was a good player at Valpo, doing what they needed him to do.
Yeah.
And now he's the head coach. The stars aligned to where he gets this job. And there's an extra assistant now, like two straight years, I believe. College basketball's up the number of full-blown assistants you can have, from 3 to 4, from 4 to 5. Mm-hmm. So everybody just kind of thought this was something that was going to happen. And turns out, Ohio nepotism laws, actual Ohio laws, the Ohio Ethics Commission, you cannot do this. This is not something that can happen. It prohibits public officials and employees from indirectly influencing the hiring process for a family member, which honestly seems crazy to me, because I swear you see this all over the place in sports. Are we the only state in the country that puts a stop to something like this? I mean, Diebler played here, is a current coach, had a good collegiate and pro career. If you want to talk about credentials, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's hiring someone just because they're your brother or uncle or son, whatever.
Well, Truss
bring dad on staff.
He had Doc Trussell on staff when I was here.
Absolutely. That was brought up. I think Steve Hellwagon might have brought that up when he was commenting on this. But what's to say you can't just have John Diebler report to Ross Bjork and not to Jake?
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, they could work for the same team, mm-hmm. who you report to and who actually is your quote unquote boss would be different. I would think that there's loopholes and workarounds there, but they're not doing this. It just seems crazy. And that's where the easy joke for me would have been, Iowa football wishes this was the way. They wish this was the way. Could have saved their offense long ago.
Yeah.
Get Brian Fair. Sorry, Brian. You've got to go. Iowa nepotism laws. Can't have that.
Got to vote that in this year.
Get the heck out.
Yeah. I mean, Tim, isn't that crazy how life works? I'm a dad of multiple boys, right? And I know you have a son, you know, I know you grew up with a sister, but as a parent of multiple boys, you want, if I buy one of them an ice cream cone, I got to get another one an ice cream cone.
you ain't lying, man.
So it's like,
What's great about being one and done in the kid department.
Yeah, right. So if I'm Papa Diebler.
My wife gets an ice cream cone though. So
yeah, right. You gotta get her.
Yeah.
But if I'm Papa Diebler or Mama Diebler, and you know, the little brother John gets that offer, and you're like, Jake, I know you always loved the Buckeyes, man, but you got to go to Valpo, and you kind of got to go the hard route. Now, you know, unfortunately, John, you can't coach here, and your brother gets all the roses. He gets all the ice cream cones of being Ohio State coach. You get to be Ohio State's all-time three-point leader. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure the family isn't upset at all, but wow.
It's just the way it goes, right?
It's just life.
It just, sometimes things don't make a lot of sense, because this is, it's like we talk about waivers, you know?
Right.
Grant us a waiver.
Somebody at the state house should be able to waiver this. We're in Columbus.
You saw about the transfer thing, right? And this was something that was coming, but the NCAA, the one-time transfer, free transfer is gone.
Oh.
And now it's just,
You just got to have good grades.
It's willy-nilly.
You just got to have good grades.
It's good grades, and as long as you don't transfer in season, if you're transferring in the windows, it's immediate eligibility. So you could go, you know, 4 transfers every single year and be ready. As if, I was talking to somebody today. I was actually talking with a guy that played high school basketball here in town with Matt Alaco at Hilliard Bradley, who, by the way, Bodeman's Notre Dame Fighting Irish got. That the Buckeyes were putting some efforts into recruiting him because they need another wing, which, by the way, not to change the subject, but go and get Trey Townsend. I didn't check in the last hour or two if he, you know, committed somewhere.
Yeah.
The Oakland cat. They have Jack Golke.
Yes.
Tell him if Jack can find another year of eligibility under the couch.
Come on,
shoot.
Jack, go to medical school. It's time. Keep playing.
Right.
Ohio State Medical School.
Aaron Kraft's got a great program. he'll help you along. He'll make you comfortable. But Trey Townsend, wow, that guy's a player. He's eligible. He can come down. But yeah, like with the transfer portal, it used to be, I transfer once, and then the next time I do it, I got to have a reason. I got to have a waiver. You know, someone's sick or if a legitimate excuse, we can present our case. And if it's BS, you say, get the heck out of here, which the NCAA hardly ever did, right? Mm-hmm. They seem to take good cases and say, no, no, you can't do that. And then the world would say, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
This guy needs to transfer. Like, look at the situation here. Yeah. Coach was fired or something like that. The guy who recruited him left. Let him out. Let him go. What's the big deal? With this, John Diebler's got credentials. It's John Diebler. He's coaching under Thad Matta, one of the best Big Ten basketball coaches ever.
Of all time, yeah.
I think he would know what he's doing. I think this, like, okay, yes, this guy knows basketball. You're not just grooving him a fastball right down the middle of the plate this job.
And he played here, you know, and he's one of the guys that should definitely be on the bench helping his brother in the NCAA tournament and their aspirations there.
How about the game against Texas to start the season for Buckeye men's basketball?
Pretty cool. It's going
Vegas game.
Going down in Vegas?
November 4th.
Oh, man, that sounds like a good time.
I want to talk about that tomorrow because I want more home and home. That's my thing.
Okay. You don't want to go to Vegas?
I mean, Vegas is great. I can go to Vegas, but we're already doing, we can gamble anywhere, folks, right? We can do that anywhere. We can do that from our basement right now.
Yeah.
Just don't do it if you're an athlete, but I just want, I don't know why we took that West Virginia game away.
Yeah.
And I got nothing against Cleveland either, but let's play ball here.
Yeah.
Let's play ball here and then let's play ball
the
there.
The shot needs it.
Yes.
It needs the energy.
That's a big game.
That's a big game.
I want that. I mean, it's great to play. It's a great game. Don't get me wrong. And I guess that's the, you got to meet halfway, right?
Yeah,
you got to meet halfway. But DeVere, always love a Wednesday with you, man.
Man, it was a great time, Tim. Anytime. I'm going to wake up next Wednesday morning excited.
Just can't wait for it, right? Just can't wait. NFL draft next week. It'll be fun to talk about.
Really fun to talk about.
Good stuff coming up. We'll have On the Money at 8 o'clock. Baker will be around to produce that. But coming up next, the last edition, season-ending edition of The Inside Edge. Have a good night on The Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destined
to serve you.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.